AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Welcome back to another Carefully Reckless episode with my crazy ass family. Say what's up to my family. On my right is my cousin London. Closer to me is my brother Prince.
What's up, what's up?
To the left of me, little baby father, what's up, Romy?
What up, what up?
And then over there, to the far left, is my best friend Sheena.
What's going on?
Now listen, this episode is gearing towards something that we all love. Hot and steamy sex.
Ooh.
Everybody got their different strokes, because it's different strokes for different folks. I'm going to dive right in, because y'all know me. I like me some sex.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you come?
Hold up.
Wait. Hold up.
Damn, no.
What makes you
come?
No
lube.
Like
yeah,
everybody ready until they ain't ready.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. What makes you come? I'm going to start while y'all thinking this shit, because I like this. I like riding dick, honestly. Mm. I really do. It's like when you get on top and you just start grinding. It's like a grind motion.
Uh-huh.
And you just, it's not, I don't really like that. I ain't a bouncy rider.
I'm not really a bouncy.
That should be hurting a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I like to like find that spot and just grind and grind. And then there you go. Mwah, bam. What makes you come, Sheena? First of all, she gay. Calm down.
What's up?
Got a little hammer.
Yeah, this is what makes me come? Hit. Oh, wow.
Like okay. Hit, yes. Okay.
Shoulders, knees, and toes. No, but head, yeah, head.
Okay.
Okay. Right. But I like to satisfy someone.
Ooh, okay.
So
yeah.
It makes me
ooh,
also
you're sensual.
Climate.
With
you're
it.
Sensual. Yeah. Yeah. That's the air sign.
Me satisfying you.
I like that.
Climax.
Yeah. Okay. Beat.
I mean, you know.
I like beat.
I just be, you know, how I be.
All right, number.
Girl.
What's going on? Shit. I always got to take it too far. What makes you come, cousin?
Girl, after my wine on a Friday night with my toy, honey.
I know. Yes. What kind you got?
My business.
Oh. Ooh,
she got roses.
Okay. Like I don't have that yet. I got to get it though.
I got you.
Because I keep hearing about it. It's like,
I got
is
one.
It given? Have you tried the rose?
I have tried the rose.
Yeah. You
have
I bought her one already. I got you one.
Have you tried? Oh, you had Howard. How was it?
It's good. I do like it. Mm. It's not as nice as my
you
other
want
toy.
One?
But I have another toy.
Why are you always trying to be fun?
Do you want one?
I need one for.
Just for your girl.
No.
What makes you come?
Someone better than a
what makes you come?
That's what I'm better than a rose.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
The
I was
question at hand.
When she telling me she coming?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, shorty. Okay, the
rose. For the rose.
You're a simple
for the rose.
What the fuck?
For like,
the rose. For the rose. I'm better than a rose.
All she got to say.
Oh, okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that's what's up.
So ask me that question again.
For me,
Obviously, you got different moves. You got different kids.
Yeah, different women.
For me,
all of them like different things.
For me, it's gonna be that Gawk Gawk 4000 spit dripping down my balls. You feel me? Like I need that shit. That's so good. I gotta get up and wipe my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like that's.
We probably will never make it to that.
Well, good.
That's
I'm glad that we know this now.
Hell
guac, guac, 4,000. Okay. That's what it is, guac, guac, 4,000.
4,000?
All right.
Guac, guac, 4,000. I got to get up and wipe my ass.
Oh my God.
That shit got to be that wet.
All right, we're going to cut that off.
No, we keep it that.
Anyway.
You got to. My dog.
Do you feel that you have to be mentally attracted to a person to have sex with them? Because listen, let me elaborate. A lot of people can just have sex and be attracted to a person just physically. But honestly, for some people, you have to be in the mood. You have to, like, I have to, like, really, really mentally connect with you. I have to connect with you to just lay down with you. You know what I'm saying? So does that pertain to everybody? Yeah. Like, do you
have to
like,
have a connection.
Okay. Sure. So you're not just out here just busting nuts?
Nah, okay. I ain't busting everything down. Okay. Everybody is not.
You're not about to get everybody pussy. It's not ready, bitch. I'm not ready.
Yeah, nah.
Everybody.
Yeah, nah.
Dang, what is given? How about you, Lenny?
No, I don't think so.
Yo, you can just go and fucking.
Yeah, like if that's the vibe though, right? Yeah. You know, so like if it's like we going into it because we want to fuck, then whatever. That's like I don't have to be mentally, but you can't be dumb and you can't be a clown.
Yeah.
So I guess halfway. You know, like because you can't be giving like. Very much a clown because I'm gonna think you very much don't know what the fuck you're gonna be doing in that department.
That's
so it's like I need for you to have some type of mental advancement somewhere there.
Shout out
that's
to the department.
Can't be a dummy.
That's the word.
Shout out to the department.
Okay.
The department.
I like that. All right, what stimulates you during sex? What stimulates? And listen, I just asked what makes you come, but climaxing and stimulation are two different things.
Absolutely.
A stimulation is a sensation that you feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like being touched.
I like
me personally.
Touches,
yeah, the touching is like definitely like the biggest
sensual
thing.
Yeah.
I like when you, I like.
Oh, yeah, and I like. Sorry.
Wait, London.
You know, get kissed on my neck. You know, that'd be something. That'd do a little something, you know?
What's that?
Yeah. I didn't put myself out there because I don't want my next man to be thinking he can just, like,
come
the basics. He can teach me some stuff now. I want to learn some stuff because I'm inexperienced with dating.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. But you like physical touch.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You like to be kissed. Oh, you like
no.
All that.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Affection.
Sucking tongues and everything.
What about you? Hold up, cousin.
Chef's kiss.
What you just really
say? Every kiss begins with K.
What stimulates you?
I'm like, she, oh shit, how I explain that?
We all grown, yo. What are you talking about?
When she, when she, you in her, I like being on top.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
When she grips both sides of your waist.
Cheeks.
Yeah.
And pull you in.
Yeah.
Did you say short man complex?
He did.
You like to be on top, young
man. Excuse me. I'm not a short man. I'm average height for a man.
Rome, we
are not
average height. We're average height for a man. We're not short man complex.
What's your height? It's called short stature.
That is average height for a man.
I thought that was for a female.
No.
5'7".
I'm not going in that. No, I'm not. I don't have short man complex.
Okay.
You do, no, man. I think
I don't.
5'7" is for female.
I don't, bro.
You are absolutely upset right now.
It's okay.
And still never told me what stimulates you.
I told you.
Oh yeah.
When you enter and you just said,
that's what she rap. No, I said she. Cause
she make you go deeper.
Yeah, like you know.
Hello, like.
Yeah.
All right.
You still
physical touch
cannot. Right. Okay. I was, you still cannot answer the question.
I answered it when she grabbed both my sides and pulled me in.
Okay.
You know, intimate.
So you want her grab you?
I want to grab my, like, right, like, yeah.
We get it. We get it. All right.
We get it.
No, I don't. What the fuck
you know you get it.
You want her.
No,
bro.
Yeah,
that boy a freak. You don't want her to grab.
Different.
Look.
Not a demonstration.
You don't grab his ass while she's fucking. That's what he want. You feel me?
You know,
ladies, grab his ass while he on top of you from behind.
That's why I didn't say that.
But guys, you like that now. Let's
just go there. That's it. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Guys like
yeah, they
like
getting
that. Guys like things.
Right.
Guys like things.
I don't like my nipples played.
You heard the guys the nipple thing? That's a big thing with that.
I ain't like your nipples played with.
Huh?
You like your nipples played with?
Fuck no. I don't do nipple things.
Why does it gotta be a fuck?
Guys like that.
It doesn't work for me.
Why do you guys, that is weird.
That's just extra saliva on my body. Like, I got, what the fuck? I got all this dick you wanna suck on my nipples. Please go down.
Like, please go down.
Fuck.
Yo.
Oh, but I do, all right, okay, yeah, all right. I do like, you take the bottom of balls.
Okay, so you're like, what is that called, the shaft?
Here we go.
On the bottom of
the gooch. He's the oldest.
Oh,
between.
Man.
Like, right, like, before you get to your bone.
You take just the tip of your nails and just rub the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Your nails? That's interesting.
Your nails?
Hold up, yo.
I think we need to go to scenarios.
Not the gooch.
I don't know anything about any of that.
No, not the gooch. No, Prince, not the gooch.
She just asked.
Not that part.
And
no.
You say yes.
Not that part. No, because that's the Lord. We heard
you.
My ass.
We heard you.
Cooch?
No.
Anyway, listen, we're going to go to scenarios. Okay, because y'all motherfuckers nasty. I'm knowing who I'm sitting with now.
Shit.
All right, cool.
You got some hand sanitizer?
Listen. To my women. Everything is perfect. Well, you're gay, but you've been straight before. Everything is perfect. Go on a date and you just about to fuck this guy, right, for the first time. And he pulls his drawers down and he is uncircumcised. What is your thoughts?
I'm gonna have to go and see if it stinks. Like, I'm gonna have to put my hand around the toe back of it all and be like, okay, I just wanted to check to see if it was stinky and if it had lint in there, because if it did. Yeah.
So you can actually put your finger inside there?
I mean, yeah. I'm sure you can. I don't know, but I'm sure you can.
I've had an uncircumcised person and I'm telling you, like, it's like tug of war, motherfucker. You gotta pull
it all out. You pull it for a long time?
Huh?
You pull it for a long time?
Uh-huh.
I thought down this. I thought you pull it back, not forward.
Yeah, that's what I did.
She must have went inside the hole.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pulling. Oh, you was thinking like he was in front of me.
Yeah.
You sucked it too?
Mm-mm. Oh, I can't suck an uncircumcised dick. I don't know what's up in there. Great. I can't.
Not high and seek.
How long it's been since, you know, you cleaned that shit really right. I don't know. So, no. I can't. So, my thoughts with, I don't know. I've never smelled an uncircumcised dick.
What about you, London?
I never ever did that one.
Either way,
I'm not perfect, but
either way, I feel like every man should be circumcised. I really do feel that way.
It's that's up to their Bible's though, honey.
But it wasn't his choice.
It don't matter.
You like that?
It don't matter.
I think you could do it as an adult.
My opinion.
That shit hurt.
Yeah, it hurt. I would never, if I was a man.
It was up to his mom and his dad when he was younger. Blame the mother and the daddy.
My opinion is every man should be circumcised. I mean, I just feel like, you can find anything in there. Lint, loose change, it can be anything up in there.
You said loose change.
That's crazy, because you told him don't circumcise my son.
You said loose change.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You said no, you did. But I said okay.
I never said don't
uncircumcise. Yo, y'all ain't ready to put my nephew out there like this.
Oh, yeah, my baby's uncircumcised. My baby's.
I definitely said circumcise my child.
I don't remember that.
That's how he became circumcised.
If you love me, you'll listen to this commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Next scenario. Having sex on your period and acting like you didn't know you was on your period.
That's for me in London right there. I'm not gonna lie, like, I've never done that. Have you, Jessica?
I have multiple times.
What's damn good? Lie.
I've never done that.
I'm telling you, I have done it multiple times and whatever.
So
it was in my younger days, but yeah, I did it.
That's you lied about it, or you just did it. The shower takes care of everything.
No, 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 it does not.
It
listen,
so
it depends on your flow.
Stop signs. Cool,
I do. It depends on your flow. So this is my thing. The first time it happened.
Boy, you're free.
He was ready. Somebody was ready to come over. And the thing about it was, I went to the bathroom before and I saw the blood in my stream and I was like, shit, I was just ready to get something. I'm telling you, I did not know I was gonna come on. But I didn't tell him not to come. I just act like I didn't know.
Yeah.
And that's what it was, because I wasn't bleeding. I haven't
yet.
But
you said you didn't do it.
It was the first day.
No, I haven't, but I did come. It was a spicy little night, and I was like, damn, my shit wet as shit. Turn the lights on. It's giving motherfucking crime scene. Girl, it's giving lady blood.
But you can smell
it. I'm like, oh my God.
You can smell blood.
Oh,
baby.
Bitch, my shit wasn't stinking.
Oh, it got all blood.
Oh, bitch, my shit was not stinking.
It was definitely giving very much.
Oh, my blood not stinking. Look, my sinus.
All blood not stinking.
Excuse me.
My blood wasn't stinking.
All blood not stinking. Excuse me. Blood. Period.
Oh, we will.
So that was
period.
The only question, right?
We, listen.
But I'm going to go ahead and speak on a man's perspective.
Go ahead, you can speak on it.
Hey, we get a shower.
In the shower.
You don't put a towel down type of nigga. Yeah.
In the shower, you don't need no towel.
Yes, you do.
Like in the shower, why would you bring a towel in the shower?
No, no, no.
You don't come out the shower.
I swear this is cold for Martin. I don't come out
the shower. The water does something to the woman's body. Where?
Towel, shower.
No, what you're thinking about, honey, is a tub. Sit in the tub so that can stop the water.
Shower
is on you. It's coming down on you. You sticking. Listen, I don't think he understands.
I totally understand that. You know what's crazy though? I only run red lights with my children, Mom. I'm gonna say that.
Either way, you are.
But you got five bitches.
No,
but you.
Hold on, shut up.
But you're not even gonna know they're gonna be a kid's mother until the kid happens. So was it after they have children?
Period. Like I don't do it with regular women.
Not period.
Okay.
Regular women.
No, I wasn't saying like period. Like period. I'm just saying like.
No, you running periods.
Like no, she said. Yo.
Like how do you know they're gonna be the baby mama?
Huh? Because I know they cycle.
Okay, yeah,
I know my children.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I do.
And the goddamn.
Look, I need you to specify which one. You don't know a motherfucking thing about me. You cannot fuck me.
Baby,
you know,
my son
shit.
Is nine.
So I need
so
yeah.
I don't know about
so
you.
So I need
no
for you
no
to
more.
Specify
my
other
sister.
Three.
That's incest,
okay,
right.
All right, well, good, bro. Good.
So what I'm saying.
Handle it. There like, we go.
Here we go.
Siblings. That's my brother. All right, good.
Get a shower, man.
All right, that was it. We done with that. All right.
You said it again.
Threesome desire. I don't have any desire of having a threesome because I don't ever want to share anyone. Mm. I don't. I've never wanted to have a threesome. I've never been a threesome
kind of girl.
Yeah, I never.
Me neither.
Ever. Mm. No.
I mean, I can watch that, like, you know.
Yeah, I watch that. That is.
But I
that
can't.
Is
I don't think I really
I watch on porn, but I don't want
this man.
London is killing me.
She have is,
you?
Huh?
What?
You had a threesome?
She's never done anything.
You had a threesome.
I really embraced an experience.
I didn't. But. I was supposed to. I was there.
Oh, you were there?
So you never had one. Good. Rome, did you ever have a threesome?
You know, I
shit.
Did. Sure. You know, I'm nasty.
Okay. All right, cool. Great. You did. You ever had a threesome?
I have, but I do not like them.
Okay.
It was for the team.
Took one for the team?
Yeah. It was for the team. But you know what's crazy? I don't mean to cut Prince off. So I had one.
And not, hold on, pause. Because hold on. Not pause. Because not took one, because I don't take shit. So.
Okay. Because I was going to
Let's clarify. Let's clarify that. Because I see what the fuck y'all did.
Yeah,
let me spin this motherfucking tour bus back around and come back and park right here. Because I ain't never been that type of guy. You know? So. But I, you know what I mean? Somebody wanted to fuck somebody, but that person wanted to have a threesome, so I was just like.
Oh, fuck so it. You.
I just entertain this, but that's not, nah, that's not my preference, no.
All right, I got you. Listen, ladies, if a man brings condoms to have sex with you, what are your thoughts initially?
He's responsible.
Oh, that's good.
Because a lot of these guys, they want a raw nugget.
He expect to get some.
A lot of women, that is insult.
Really?
Yeah.
But how would you know unless it's time to have sex, though?
How would you know?
Yeah, like you hear like walking the door like, hey, honey, hey, girl, what's up, girl?
No, but you can have
like,
one.
That's not
see, here's
a sleeve of condoms.
Here's the trick, though, right? Here's the trick. You can't buy like a Magnum, like a, you know what I mean? You gotta step out the box and buy
No, in the hood you can. You can buy one right from the girl.
Hold on.
She did it before.
That's 95 cents. What I'm saying is how you get around a woman being insulted as a male bringing a condom is that you get a particular kind. Sheepskin. That lets the female know that, okay, maybe he's allergic to latex.
Lambskin.
Lambskin.
Bullshit.
Sheepskin. You get what I'm saying? So that could be a reason for her mind because, you know, women think a particular way.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But, so if you have a brand that maybe she'd never heard of or researched because, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's different shit that she can have.
But like me, I'm lambskin.
Is it like one of those things where who said you was getting some?
Huh?
No, but I keep these because as a male, your pushback would be, I keep these because I'm allergic to latex. I have to have a particular kind. So instead of missing an opportunity with
Well, everybody ain't gonna think of it like that.
I ain't like that.
Because you kept
saying the safety first.
Yeah, exactly that shit.
Yeah, guys are literally like it's less likely that a guy would a guy would less likely show up with a condom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But there are some that just do. And honestly, I'm for it. I like it. But there are also other perspectives where a woman will feel disrespected.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how women are.
Okay.
Like, yeah, some women will be like, damn, what the fuck you think? I got something. Like, I don't have nothing. You know,
I'm telling you,
there are women out here that think,
oh, yeah, childish women.
Women that, yep, and they ain't children.
I ain't thinking
about that way.
I ain't thinking. If I bring condoms, I ain't thinking about no safety.
You don't bring condoms.
I do. But hold on, your whole weight pause, I do.
Seven.
But I'm not, honestly, I ain't really thinking about safety. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, me personally, like, I'm pretty sure there's other men out here.
You don't think about safety?
I ain't. Be quiet, Prince. I'm pretty sure it's other men that want to say what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Honestly, we don't be thinking about safety. I'm fruity. I just ain't trying to get another chick pregnant. Honestly.
So you don't... Oh, but you grab
a... So when I'm bringing a condom, that's my thing. I'm bringing a condom to protect myself from getting you pregnant.
All right, listen. Question. When's the last time you brought a condom?
When the last time I brought a condom?
Yeah.
I'm in a relationship, so I don't need condoms.
Very safe. And then just like that, we're gonna go to confessions.
Yeah, now.
Anyway, this is when everybody goes around the room and confess something I tell them to confess. Now this, since we talk about sex, will pertain to sex. Go around the room and admit something most embarrassing about one of your sexual encounters.
One time I was extremely drunk. I was having sex. I thought I had the nut and I had the piss.
Really?
I couldn't stop.
Wait. I don't even know this is a thing. I've never heard it. Okay, so.
You're not a man, so you don't
space
that.
So you did that before?
It's been
extremely.
Wow.
Extremely drunk. Thing I got, though.
Okay. And it wouldn't stop, you said?
I just had to pee.
So you couldn't stop peeing?
You don't know the feeling. It's like, Well, y'all squirt or come?
It was like, a confusion. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
No, it ain't
interesting.
The gym for the episode. Does anybody have any gyms to drop?
Do what pleases you, and get it how you live. Cause guess what? Everybody need their rocks rocked off sometimes.
When you trying to be deep and you sound dumb as shit.
Definitely
not. Shit. That's the person that never does anything.
Yo.
What? No, a gem. Okay, I'm going to drop a gem.
What's your gem?
Keep some shit to yourself. That's what the gem of the day is.
Yes.
Keep some shit to yourself, yes. But have as much sex as you want to. Be fruitful and multiply. And just
safe.
Like that, we ain't worrying about it. No, I'm joking. Yes, be safe. Be safe. Use condoms and have as much sex as you want to. But also be fruitful and multiply like I'm trying to do. And just like that, we will be back next week with another Carefully Reckless with my crazy family.
Hey.
Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.